Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, Intuitive Life Coach, writer, and host of this wonderful program, and I'm so grateful and thankful that you are here. Tonight's guest is a friend of mine since, 2002, I think. Patricia Smith is an intuitive. She is a writer. She is a very strong channel for the energy of Mary Magdalene. She has a very strong connection with this energy. And it has been an amazing just a wonderful experience to know her for these years when she really discovered how much information she really knew about the Trinity. And during a conversation we had, I just got very strongly that she was supposed to write an e-book, and she did. And welcome, Patricia. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, Jen. So fun to talk with you.
We talk quite often, so it's,
we do.
It's another conversation. So
in a different mode.
Yes, definitely. Now, the ebook that you wrote is called Inviting the Trinity Within.
It is.
Can you tell us a little bit about what is in the ebook?
It gives the method that a very simple way to get the Trinity. Everyone pretty much has a Trinity within them, but most are unaware that they have the Trinity. So this is a way to give you the method to invite it within and to activate it so that you're very much aware that it's there. And I wasn't aware that I was supposed to help people understand this until a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it kind of just unfolded like so many things in our lives these days.
That's very true. And part of it was during a conversation with Jen, so.
Yeah. So, tell us about the Trinity. What exactly is the Trinity, and what are your views or feelings about it?
Well, the Trinity is many things to many people. To me, it's Mary Magdalene, Jesus, and the God Center. And I became aware that I had Mary Magdalene energy in 2002 through an intuitive who gave me a reading and said that I'd been stoned to death in the New Testament. And I'm going, and I struggled with that information because I couldn't find my Bible, I confess. But in fact, Mary Magdalene wasn't stoned to death. That's just one of those myths. And from there, everything sort of continued. I didn't quite believe it for a number of years until I think it was probably 2004 when I went, oh, okay, got it. So, but it could be the divine masculine and divine feminine with the unity in between, in the middle. But it's always about three becoming one.
And having the Trinity activated within you, what can people expect when they do it?
Well, that's been sort of the fun part, is some have found peace, some have become more connected to the divine. It's really whatever you need. It's helping. I mean, part of my challenge is I think I've had it all my life. I just wasn't aware of it until more recently. So it just brings you more connection with the divinity. Because we all have the God center, and on each side we have I've always known about the right brain is connected to the left side, which is where the feminine is, and the left brain is connected to the right side, which is where the masculine is. And, you know, I've had many indications over the years that it was really enlightening to look at it from hindsight to go, oh, that's what that meant when at one point I was sitting, I had a dream or vision or whatever that I was sitting near God, or Jesus was on one side, and I thought I was sitting on God's lap, and then I went, oh, I bet I was on the other side, being the feminine. So it was just sort of an interesting, to look at it from hindsight has been very mind-blowing.
It really is quite the wake-up, isn't it?
It is. I'm crying as I'm telling you this story. But other than that, no, nothing going on here.
Now, it's been really a very long journey for you to really understand and kind of own the energy of Mary Magdalene and the responsibility of it. It's got to be huge.
Well, I'm trying not to go there. And that's part of one of the things that had overwhelmed me when I understood that I had Mary Magdalene's energy was I called Jen to say, what does this mean? And my ego wanted to reject it, partially because it seemed like a huge responsibility to have Mary Magdalene's energy. And Jen reassured me that there are many people that have Mary Magdalene's energy, and that helped a little. I mean,
a touch.
Just a touch. But
just a touch.
But it helped me understand, because I have an innumerable amount. Many people come up to me and going, I know you from somewhere. And I'm going, I don't think so. And it's because they're seeing the unconditional love of Mary Magdalene more than anything about who I am. It's the energy that I put out more than that. And
which
being an identical twin adds a certain level of complexity to the issue, but nonetheless.
So you're definitely here to teach.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I know.
Can I deny that one? No.
No. Sorry, can't go there. Nice try, though.
Keep trying.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'll keep after you, so when are you going to start teaching?
Yeah.
So what do you think, is it the Trinity and really embracing the male and female energies within us that is part of what you're teaching?
I believe that is true, but it's also about understanding that we have the unconscious, subconscious, and divinity, the superconscious. And, I mean, there's so many things are encompass the Trinity at this point that it's all about finding the place of unity between all the different parts of us, that we're not separate, we're one. And that's part of the challenge of everything that's going on right now, that we're to find the oneness.
And as someone who is very empathic, talking about myself, it can be very overwhelming to really feel the mass consciousness or truly the one at time, and yet it's also reassuring at the same time. Right now, do you feel like a lot more people are understanding what oneness is with the shift that's going on and really enabling and helping people embrace that concept?
I think a lot of it's helped that we have so many people talking about quantum physics, that once you have a relationship with anything, you continue to be connected to that. I mean, they talk about plants that one cell is taken all the way across the country, and they hurt the plant that's still wherever it is, and the plant across the country feels the pain. And we're all in that place of feeling the pain of other people that we've known. That we can, it just is an amazing understanding that no matter what, once you have a connection with someone, you will continue to have the connection and feel the pain and feel the love.
And I will attest it's very, very true.
yes, you will.
Very, very true. And I do want to reassure people that the amount that you feel can be filtered, because it can be overwhelming. From my personal experience of being connected with someone who I actually had been dating and he broke up, I actually could feel him getting close with another woman. And to say it drove me a little insane would be an understatement. Now, that was an extreme case, and I'm not saying that will happen. It's just a possibility. Anything is possible. It just was a chance for me to learn that I can block it. I can filter. I have control of what gets into my energy field. The one thing that I'm really getting stressed, and I think Patricia will agree, is they don't want you to close your heart.
Not at all. The heart...
The center, the heart is just so... You need to have it open to really receive the magic and the gifts, and you can filter what gets into your heart. Just don't shut down your heart. And I've met several people who, because the energy has been so intense, they've actually shut down their heart. And I have to admit, during that time, I kind of shut mine down. It was very overwhelming because I didn't understand. But the heart center right now is...
It's interesting that you say that. I know that I do a lot of unconditional loving of others.
Right.
And I'm not sure that the receiving part, I think, is still an issue with me, because mine is a lot of outgoing.
Right.
And some receiving, but for many of us, it's so much easier to love others
outward,
than it
to
is
give
to receive.
The love than to, right.
It's so much easier than, because so many people are screwing with you. I'm sorry, that's a technical term.
No, that's, hey, we're on BBS radio. Anything goes. So I just want the oneness and the Trinity and the all that we are right now is just something that I think me and Patricia have talked about this many times. It's just such a precious gift in more ways than one. It's just receiving the energy. You really need to practice the filtering. Correct, Patricia?
Sure. You need discernment is such an important part. But sometimes you need to say, I have been giving and giving and giving, and it's going into a deep, dark hole. And it's very painful to stop doing that. And it just feels like in one instance I need to stop giving because I'm not being, nothing is coming back.
Right, and it really needs to be a balance. And right now there's a lot of people who are going through their shadow selves, so a lot of I'm not feeling as much as I used to, but there used to be a lot of psychic attacks, a lot of people who just wanted to suck your energy. I'm really not feeling that in the same way now. So either they're disguising it really well, but I'm not feeling as drained.
Or you're
as
stronger.
No,
or you're
true.
Stronger.
But that is discernment of knowing who you can trust so you can open your field and allow them in and really understand. And if you're developing your intuition and your empathic gifts, and I do think that most people are empathic, we're all kind of like sponges. And sometimes you do need to squeeze the sponge out and make sure it's just you. Or just for your highest good. And Patricia, I met her at...
Yes?
I met her at a class up in Sedona. And it's like we instantly connected. We instantly knew we had past lives together. And we instantly knew we were going to be great friends. Some of the information I've given her has freaked her out, but it all balances out one way or another. She still accepts me.
Yes, I do. Unconditional love is a powerful thing.
You know, after some of the things I've told her, I've tested her. She really has that unconditional
love. Pretty quickly.
Yeah. Good.
Pretty quickly you tested me. But I passed.
Yes. But I do want to say, if you have any questions for Patricia about the Trinity. Or anything else. She is very intuitive, and she is opening up for readings. So if you want to call in, it's 888-815-9756. If you have any comments, questions, call on in. she does have a lot of great information on her website, and I forgot to mention that earlier, and I do apologize. And that is, you want to see your website's name?
ChocolateForBeing.com. If you can't have chocolate, what's the sense of being here? I sell healthy chocolate through my website and other ways, but the only healthy chocolate. But there's a lot of other information on the website, just part of it's about healthy chocolate.
She does have a lot, and we both are kind of into astrology and the North Nodes, North Nodes, and also numerology. She's huge in numerology, so she's a wonderful person to get a reading from if you contact her through a website. If you have trouble through the website, send me an email. I'll give you the information. She's really quite easy to get in touch with. She's very open, very available, and she's unconditional love. So you can't beat that. You know, it's just a total package here. And she's very a very, very giving woman. So I have always appreciated her as a friend and as a relative.
And I appreciate Jen. Who else would come and rearrange my house and clean it all at the same time? It was just wonderful. What a wonderful woman.
And then tell her, okay, where's the book? Let's get this going.
Yeah, quit screwing around. Right. Anyway, it's all about love and knowing.
Yeah.
Knowing that you're loved, no matter what.
So during this adventure of figuring out the Trinity and that it's within you, I can understand that it's like it's innate. It's always there. It's like my psychic gifts. I came in with a switch on, so it's like, I'm psychic? What are you talking about? So what was it that really made you feel comfortable as you can be with this situation? What was it that really just kind of eased it for you, aligned it for you to comprehend?
One of the lady, I had a woman who read Akashic Records who told me I had who had woken me up to the fact that I had the whole Trinity. I mean, I knew it on some level, but she said in the 20 years she's been doing readings, I'm the first person she's met that has the whole Trinity. And I was going, okay, that makes sense to me. And I did send her an email and ask her how everyone has a Trinity. She says, no, not everyone does, or it's not as strong as it is that you have, and that she told me that I'm here to help balance the planet at this time, mm-hmm. and that I'm to help people ascend to the next level if they want to. And it's a blessing that I have. And it's like, okay, cool. And that really gave me a different way to understand it, because, you know, you just don't talk about this with most people because
it freaks them out.
Yes, they just think you're really strange. So being on this show has made me, I've shared with people that I'm going to be on the show and what I'm going to talk about, and some of them continue to think whatever they think, and that's
right.
Okay. I just know that I know that I need to do this since Jen is making me. But I'm comfortable with that. Let me be very clear that she's not forcing me to do this any more than she had to.
No, it was time for you to come out of the closet on a bigger basis.
Now that you've cleaned it. that you've cleaned my closet.
Yes.
Anyway,
I made room for you to get out without tripping over the cats, because now they're
right. They're in the closet.
They're in the closet.
We know each other fairly well at this point.
Yes, we definitely do. It is just, it has been interesting to watch you processing this.
And it was delightful I wrote the first part of this ebook that I put together, and then I realized, you know, people need to know the backstory of all the different events that brought me to this place. And it was really fun to put that together. And it's not real long. The whole thing is 13 pages, but it really was an amazing journey for me to look at all the things that really illustrated to me that I was part of the Trinity. Denial is a wonderful place to be sometimes, but I'm not there anymore.
And it's also really keeping you in the illusion.
Yeah. I'm part of a, there are lots of interesting things that all tie together. A Course in Miracles is something that I've been studying for a while about non-duality and Zero Limits by Joe Vitale and Ho'oponopono, and it all comes, it's all cool.
Yes, we have a caller from Georgia. Is it Cindrilla?
It's Cindria.
Cindria, I apologize. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. You've called in before, correct?
Yes, I have.
Thank you so much for calling in. So what's your question for Patricia?
Well, I was wondering if I could possibly get a small reading.
Sure. Do you have any question or just generally?
I wanted to know if you see any relationship in my near future, hopefully.
Okay.
And also about my career life.
Well, I'll do relationship first.
Okay.
And I use cards, so. Pardon me?
By the way, I wanted to tell you that I totally agree with the Ho'oponopono.
Yeah, it's great.
It works.
I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you.
Yes.
Now, which deck are you using, Patricia?
My Osho Zen. Is there another one?
Well, you use several decks.
I do, but it's easier with the Osho. You need to go with the flow, Cindria, and you will have a breakthrough. Things are going to break loose. And make sure that you're not sitting there in morality saying, I want it this way. It has to be black and white. You're going to have some gray in there. So it may not look, the relationship may not look the way that you want it to, but it may be the one for you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Any idea on time?
I don't do timing well, so. Jen?
It's rare for anybody to do timing.
Yeah.
Within 3 months, I'll say.
Okay.
What about her job? You said career, right?
Career.
Yeah, my career, my finances.
Welcome to the world of
reality.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Well, I've been on medical retirement since July of 2006, and everything's really, really up in the air right now, and I'm just kind of getting antsy.
Well, the card I got was the Outsider, which means you're on the outside looking in, but there's going to be a change, and it's going to be, and the other card was Friendliness, and it's about through connections. You're connected to more people than you think you are, and you will find something. There's so many things that we can do independently now that we don't need to be hired. And that's part of what the joy of doing the chocolate is it's about finding health because it's healthy, but it's also about making money through other ways.
Independent.
Yeah. Without
alternative ways.
That you can make money without being hired.
Right.
Right.
I mean, there's like Avon, and I do Isagenics. There is so many different ways that you can be an independent distributor and do quite well.
Yeah, without having to have a resume and all the other corporate stuff. And I worked for AT&T for 24 and a half years, and I'm happily not for 11.
Woohoo!
Yeah, woohoo! I retired.
Yeah, you're retired also?
Yeah, 11 years ago at the age of 46.
Wow.
It was great.
Yeah. Well, mine hasn't been great because it's medical and there's been a lot of issues, but it's certainly been a trying time for me. And I'm a very driven person in that I don't like sitting idle. So
how are you spending your time?
Well,
what is your passion?
My passion, I have so many passions, Patricia. I couldn't possibly name them all. I mean, I'm a real versatile type person.
But what are those passions? Could you make into a career?
Well, I love photography. I love creating like gift baskets. I would have a business where I help people not only increase their knowledge of nutrition and healthiness, but get them into a mindset of working out, exercising, eating right, and losing weight, and just getting in shape because they want to. That's the biggest passion I've had in my life, is wanting that type of business.
Have you tried making it into a business?
Well, what I have in my mind, and what I've had in my mind for years, is going to take capital. And that's why I'm so interested in what my guide is going to be as far as getting that capital together.
One of the things that I realize is, if spirit wants you to do something, you have to take your first step.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you take your first step, you will be amazed what is provided for you. The miracles happen all the time if you take that step.
I can give you a great example of that. And I'm still working on the business. It has changed forms as it needed to, but Abstract Illusions is a support network for creative expression. I got the idea in January of 2000, and it felt right. I got the idea in a dream. It woke me up. I wrote down the idea. And I literally sat down and said, okay, what's the next step? What do I have to do? Next thing I know, I'm searching the net, and I started joining all these social networking. I started volunteering with promoting musicians. I then became a promoter for a local band, and I almost got them signed. I then was doing promotions for a brand new label, and I went to a music conference, and it's just everything opened up. It was amazing how spirit had just literally, if you go one step after another, it just unfolds right in front of you. It was like miracle after miracle was happening. I would say, I want this to happen, and it did.
And one of the things...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
One of the things that you need to be aware of, when inspiration comes, you need to listen and act on it. Because when you become inspired, the doors open. And it sounds like you are. You sounds like you know what you want to do.
I do. And I've had some pretty severe obstacles. And they are, long-term obstacles. So, I'm bound, bent, and determined they're not going to get the best of me. So,
okay, but go on, Patricia.
The obstacles are the things that make you the person that you are. They're the thing that will give you the information that you will share with other people that will help you get them past their obstacles. Because that's part of what I'm here about.
One of the things that I am very interested in doing and have been procrastinating on severely is writing a book. I'm a gastric bypass patient, and I have so much inside information that it just needs to be put into book form, and I don't know what's holding me back. Well, right now my computer is, because I don't have it, but I know that I can handwrite things, but I know that I need to do this, and I want to do this. Writing is another passion of mine. I'm very creative when it comes to writing. so I know that I could make it the type of reading that would interest whoever picks it up to read it. So, I mean, I do have ideas. I have so many of them that they're just kind of crowding each other out.
So you need to use discernment and know which one you really want to do, number one.
Right.
Number two, you just need to start on one of them, the one that's yelling at you the loudest.
And I will tell you from what I'm hearing from you, the book is going to lead to the other that you want to do. Is it like a health spa or what would you call it, health center?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many places called fat farms, and I hate that name because that's negative right off the get-go. And
how about healthy farm?
How about a what?
A health farm.
Now, see, that sounds more like something I'd like to call it, yeah.
But
that's exactly what it's going to be, is people that are not healthy will enter, and they will learn not only get the weight off, but they will learn how to keep it off. They will have the desire and the inspiration once they get through this program to want to keep it off and to want to help other people do that, if that makes sense.
I would suggest you do a little research to see if there isn't something similar out there that you can model this after and just make it a little more unique.
Right.
Once you get a computer, because I feel like your computer is going to be with you in just a few days.
Wonderful.
And then you'll be able to really move forward.
Yeah.
With this.
But I'm getting
your book really needs to get done because that's going to help with the capital. You'll be able to get corporate sponsors because of it. And there you got your venture capitalist right there. Sponsoring because of the book on doing this health farm.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Patricia, do you have are you picking anything else up in my life, Jen, on a general basis?
No, I think you just need to go forward. And can I tell you how to invite the Trinity within you? It's really
easy.
Is that okay, Jen? Mm-hmm.
Oh, please do. That's what you're on here for.
Find the quiet place where you don't have any distractions, and you just say to invite you to come within, just say, I invite the Trinity to come within me, and wait for it to fill you with calm and peace, and then you just say, I ask the Trinity to be active within me. And just knowing that you're tied into the Trinity is a huge blessing, and knowing that God's there for you. You just need to ask for her help.
If I may say something to you as well, the reason I connected so much with you tonight is because I am a deeply spiritual woman. And there have been a few situations in my life to where I have been at my lowest, and had it not been for God and the angels that he sent to me, I would not be here. So I am of the highest thankfulness to God and the Trinity and to the angels that he sent me here on earth.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
I have thoroughly enjoyed talking with you both.
Well, thank you so much for listening. It's always, you've got a very gentle spirit.
Well, thank you. I thoroughly enjoy your show, by the way.
Thank you so much.
I think you are just a spectacular person, and you are such a humanitarian, and everything that you do on these shows is just helping people all over the place. So you keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And it was very nice talking to you, Patricia.
Nice to meet you, Cindria.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go over how to get the Trinity again a little more slowly and clearly. So basically what they're saying is just are they getting themselves in a meditative state?
be in a quiet place.
Right.
And then when you're ready, just say, I invite the Trinity to come within me. And then shortly after that, when you feel peaceful and calm, then you ask the Trinity to be active within me. And then life, then you will have a reaction. One never knows what it will be.
Yes. And Patricia, we have another caller, Richard from
Missouri.
Missouri, yes. Hello, Richard. Are you there, Richard? Did we lose Richard? Richard, if you're not there, please call back. We'd like to talk to you.
It's on line 4. I don't know how you get line 4. He's writing. Somebody's writing.
So, basically, when I did it and we were talking over the phone one day and you said, I'm not even quite sure how we got on the Trinity, but
I can tell you.
Okay.
When I was up in Reno for our chocolate celebration, I'd cleared my emotion codes, which you're going to have the guy on who wrote the book next week, mm-hmm. Bradley Nelson. And I cleared mine, and my body was not catching up very quickly with the rest of me from the result of it, because it was just a very busy week. And I had a really quiet night with no one around, and I used a pendulum, and I said, did I ask for this Trinity? And they said, no. So you gave it to me? Yes. And I went, okay. And I asked why, which of course is not an answer a pendulum can do. And I'm going, oh, so this is to help people understand that they can have the Trinity as well. And the answer was yes. And I told you that. You said, you need to write this down. I went, okay.
And
I did.
Yes.
And I was inspired, which is why, and I wrote it at 2:00 in the morning one day. And
yes.
Then added more later, but nonetheless.
Yes, and I did the process with you right on the phone, and I felt almost like a light buzz and vibration all over my body. It was wonderful. It was a great experience.
And other people have done it, and for the main reaction is peacefulness and feeling full of love.
Yes. So if you have a question, you're welcome to call in. The number again is 888-815-9756. Richard, if you want to call back in, we'd love to talk to you. We don't know quite what happened, but...
Yeah, we don't know what happened to you, but you weren't there.
So please, the phone line's open. We're just talking about the Trinity with Patricia Smith, who is an intuitive. She is a writer. I'm sure she's going to be having other books coming up very soon. Hint, 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 hint.
I hear you.
And we're just talking about the Trinity and what's the energy like these days, because both me and Patricia do read Spirit Library, and lately I'm getting a lot of that we really need to connect more to the feminine, the women, at least, to bring the goddess. And even with some of the channelings that I've written, there is a lot of emphasis of really connecting to the feminine side in balance with the male, but really understanding the strength of the feminine. Are you feeling that that's something that you're getting from all the channelings that you're reading as well?
Well, I am, but I'm also, it needs to be balanced. I mean, that's the part that we now have. It's really important that neither the masculine or the feminine take over, that we need
right.
to welcome balance both it. Sides.
Okay, we got Richard back. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yay! Welcome. Thank you so much for listening. And is your question or comment for us tonight?
Yes. I've recently become interested in the question of ET. Some people call them aliens. Also other dimensions. I've been having lots of astral travel dreams lately, very vivid ones. And I would like to know if there's an area. I really want to know more, and I don't know where to go next. Is there maybe a way you could help me find that?
Basically, you know, and I think Patricia will agree, you don't have to go anywhere. They come to you. And I'm not saying the aliens, but the next place that you were supposed to go, that will come to you exactly when you're supposed to do it. So just relax. And you are doing a lot of astral traveling. You're also collecting a lot of parts of you that have been scattered throughout the universe. So you're kind of reconnecting yourself. I literally feel like you're on a treasure hunt when you're going on your astral travels.
Yes.
And you're picking up all these pieces of you and really realigning and connecting yourself again. So for time being, just hold tight and just let it realign and reconnect. It's like you glued some parts together and it's got to stick. It's got to dry. So don't force anything.
Thank you.
Do you have any other comments, Patricia?
Just know that everything's okay. That the dimensions are the lining between the dimensions is lessening. So,
and collapsing, in my view.
Collapsing. I don't have the right word, and I know
yes,
that. But
I feel
that. We're everything is becoming more available to us now. We don't need to travel around because it's all going to be here now.
Right.
How's that for?
That's beautiful. Richard, do you feel that's an accurate from doing all these astral travels and all this information, and you are gathering tons of information? You're getting huge downloads.
Oh, I have, yes.
Do you feel like that the dimensions are really thinning and closing in and kind of unifying is the way I think of it?
Yes, I feel like the veil is being lifted.
And I think many of us are getting downloads of overwhelming amount of downloads that I end up having my body hurting all over, and it's like, what the heck is this about? And it's a download, and my body is trying to assimilate the information. And that's happening frequently for me. So it's not a surprise that this is going on for many of us.
Yeah, when I was visiting Patricia recently, I actually had a download that lasted 5 hours. I mean, I was out for 5 hours.
Wow.
In the middle of the day, it's just like, okay, I'm going to lay down. Boom, and I was out. And it was like, okay, download.
These happen in my dreams, and they're very, very vivid. I don't usually remember my dreams.
Are you writing them down?
Yes, I have.
You hesitated a little too much there, but good.
Well, I mean, it's kind of fragmented. I don't know.
It will all come through. Write down what you remember the best you can, and then you can always ask for more information to fill in the gaps. And I can't tell you how many journals I have that's actually what I do. I'd write down immediately after what I remembered, and then if it's in the middle of the night, I'd go back to sleep if they'd let me. And then when I woke up, I said, okay, let's fill in the gaps here, guys. And they literally will just fill the pages with all the information from the few words. Even if you just do 3 to 5 words about a dream, it will fill in.
Yeah, it's mostly more, my brain, it's like my brain is on overload. My hands just can't move fast enough, and I can't really put the ideas down on paper as I see them in my mind's eye, you know.
Okay, how about a voice recorder? Keep that by your bed.
That's a good idea.
And I actually don't turn my computer off. I go and write on it in the middle of the night because I type pretty fast.
Wonderful.
Right, and I tend to, I've if you have a laptop even, you can just do it that way. And especially if you're kind of like in that zone still, you're going to be channeling the information on a computer that the handwriting might not be able to. But if you got a laptop, stick it by your desk, or even if you got any kind of electronical thing that's got a keyboard that can record, that or the voice, either one.
Yeah, I've got a laptop.
Because they will fill in the gaps.
Putting it in my bed.
So.
Good.
Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank
you're
you
welcome.
For calling in and calling back.
All right.
It's awesome. Thank you so much for listening.
All
and
right.
good luck.
Good
just
night.
Take it easy on yourself. Make sure you drink more water than you are. And also, I'm
yes,
getting
yes,
you need more
thank
fruit.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Patricia, we only have a few more minutes, and I just want to go over the information again. The ebook is available on your website, which is chocolateforbeing.com. You are also available for one-on-one
sure.
readings, and you're also available for public speaking, aren't you? Should somebody want to have you
yes,
come
ma'am.
Speak on the Trinity.
Or whatever else you
whatever
want to
else.
Talk about.
Yeah, she's got tons of information. I'm actually got a really bad thunderstorm right overhead, so I need to turn off my computer. And so I'm going to end this conversation a couple minutes early and say thank you very much, Patricia. Thank you for listening. And with that, this is Jennifer Hellman. Please listen in next week. We have Dr.
Bradley Nelson.
Bradley Nelson, thank you, who does the emotional coach, and a way of clearing those trapped energies within you that really it really is freeing to get rid of them. It can help you with the physical and emotional issues that are holding you back. So until next time, this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Until next time, many blessings and good night.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.